With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome to r/olderthanyouthinkiam, an amazing subreddit where people post stories where other people confuse them to be way, way younger than they really are. In today's first story, an 18-year-old tries to buy an energy drink, but the cashier thinks they are under 14. But before we jump into that, first of all, guys, I want to let you know about my merch. It would make an amazing Christmas present. As you can see, it's on screen right now. I'm even wearing it myself. I mean, I wear it all the time. It is that comfortable. We've got t-shirts in loads of different colors and hoodies in loads of different colors as well. So yeah, if you want to go and check that out, it massively supports me and the channel. It's behind the I button right now and in the description and the pinned comment. Love you guys. Appreciate you. Let's get into the video. I had to show ID for an energy drink. For context, I'm an 18-year-old girl. 5'1" or 156 centimeters. I have no boobs or butts, and I often get mistaken for way younger than I am. So me and three others, who were all 30-ish years old, were going to the store real quick before we were gonna leave the shore. I work on a boat. So off we went. I got some soda, candy, and three Monster energy drinks. In my county, you had to be 16 to buy an energy drink. Most of the time, they let me buy it because I don't think they really care, but now the age limit is apparently 14. 14! I went to buy my stuff, and the cashier asked for my ID. I was confused because I hadn't bought alcohol or anything. Then she said, "It's for the energy drinks. You have to be 14. To say the least, that took a toll on my pride. The worst part is one of the guys had also bought an energy drink and was still putting them in bags, so he heard everything. Obviously, he laughed and went out to tell everyone. They all laughed at me. They even told more people when we got back. They tried to tell me it's nice to look younger, but I'm already young, and looking like 13 is just not it. Now, to be fair, if you are under the age of 18 or 21 in a certain country, whatever the legal age is of buying alcohol, and you get ID'd, then you can't really have too many complaints about that. I mean, come on, alcohol is quite dangerous, at least it can be. But if you're like 18 or however old OP was, and you're getting ID'd for something you need to be 14 for, so they think you're 13 and you're actually 18 for an energy drink, that is nuts. To be honest, I remember the first time I found out that you have to be over a certain age for an energy drink, and I was quite surprised, but I guess potentially they can be dangerous as well. If you know more about that, let me know in the comments down below, because I'm not too sure. But imagine being over 18 and being ID'd because someone thinks that you are under 14. That has got to be the most embarrassing part of your life, surely. That's like a quarter of your age that someone thinks you are less than you really are. Madness. OP, I'm sorry. Now moving on to our next post. No, these aren't my parents. My roommate's boyfriend and I had just moved into a new apartment together. After a day of unpacking and cleaning, we realized we were missing some essentials. Light bulbs, cleaning supplies, toilet paper, and decided to take a break to make a quick run to a local store that rhymes with Target. I wonder what that's gonna be. It was stressful, to say the least. I knew we were in the middle of a pandemic, but every person we passed seemed to think that it was Judgment Day, and the only recourse was a squirrely stockpile of useless rubbish. My roommate, who isn't as neurotic as I am, took her time shopping, while my boyfriend and I trailed behind her, waiting to leave. Finally, we made it to checkout. I normally let my boyfriend handle transactions when we're running errands together. He's extroverted and friendly, and I'm introverted and shy. I make a list and make sure we always get everything we need at the best price, and he handles talking to cashiers. It's one of the many ways that we complement each other. So, we completed our transaction and stood off to the side while our roommate purchased her items. The cashier was making small talk with our roommates. I was busy triple checking the list to make sure we hadn't missed anything when I heard the cashier say, "You have a beautiful daughter." A little bit of context. I am a petite, 5'2", blonde, white lady. My roommate is a plump, 5'3", dark-haired, Mexican lady. My boyfriend is a fit, dark-haired, Mexican man. They are both significantly darker skinned than I am, as I have the complexion of the underbelly of a fish. We are all in our 20s. I'm in my early 20s, and my roommate and boyfriend are in their late 20s. Oh, she's not my daughter, that's my roommate and her boyfriend. My roommate quickly corrected her. I was pretending to still be reading the list on my phone, but my face felt hot, and I knew I had turned my customary shade of embarrassed tomato. Oh, really? The cashier said, which I understood as surprised, but also not entirely convinced. We made eye contact, and she raised her eyebrows at me. Sorry, honey, I was sure you were 15. Was she challenging me to correct my roommate? Did she think I was a 15-year-old being trapped by two older Mexicans? Was she waiting for me to blink out, SOS, I'm actually 15, in Morse code? I smiled under my mask. It's okay, it happens all the time. Which was just enough of a truth to cover the lie. We all laughed about it on the way to the car, but I know it was embarrassing for all of us. Myself for being accused of being a 15-year-old, and my roommate and boyfriend for being accused of being old enough to have a 15-year-old. I guess she thought I was beautiful, at least. Yeah, I didn't even think about it like that. So in one sentence, this cashier has ruined all three of your days. She's called you, OP, significantly younger than you actually are, insultingly low, let's be honest. And she said that your boyfriend and roommate look way older than they really are, which is probably quite insulting as well. I mean, it's pretty incredible to annoy three people, insult three people with just one sentence. I wish I could do that personally, because that would be a very useful skill in modern day life. But yeah, honestly, the winner of this story is the cashier. She just does what she wants. Now moving on to our third post. Teenagers love looking at wrinkle cream. I'm 38. I don't look especially young, but I do wear comfortable clothes and tend not to wear makeup. When I was in my 20s, this seemed to get me ID'd a lot for alcohol. But I hit my 30s, and with the crinkles around my eyes, people grasped I'm not actually so young. I have been told I have a young attitude. But I think that what this tends to mean is that I'm energetic and I work with kids. In a university town, wearing a sweater with a uni name means I can get away with telling cold caller window salesman that I'm not the landlord. But generally speaking, people see the eye crinkles and the lines on my forehead and don't mistake my age. I don't have a baby face, is what I'm saying. I was wearing a face mask, so what you could see of my face was the eyes, crow's feet, and forehead, lines. I was wearing a university sweater, which is the same color as a local school uniform jumper, and black jeans, which maybe could be mistaken for black uniform trousers if you weren't looking closely. I was in a chain pharmacy, which has near one of the aisles a space in which a woman does eyebrow threading. She is not particularly busy at the moment. I, having picked up prescriptions between work shifts, was looking at moisturizers when a man from beside me says, "Excuse me." I look up and there's a very tall guy in uniform. "Oh, hi, am I in your way? Lunch has finished at the local school." "Okay. Where are you supposed to be?" I was confused and wondering if I should recognize him as one of my clients. "I can't drive you back anymore because of COVID, but I can walk you there." I answer on autopilot. "That's okay, I have a car." What? "I'm parked in the car park." The guy looks confused. "Sorry, I'm a bit confused. I'm not back in work until 2 and I can't place you," I say. The guy looks embarrassed. "I'm doing truancy for the..."
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Local school. At this point, I still don't get it. "Oh, I don't actually work with anyone from the local school." At this point, he is bright red. "Oh, that's okay. Sorry." And he walks off at speed. Now, the eyebrow threader, who has been watching this all happen, is peeing herself laughing. "I'm pretty sure he thought you were the one skipping, love," she said. I gawk at her. I look at the wrinkle amples I'd been eyeing up. "Huh? Maybe I don't need to buy these." Again, like, at what point does someone getting your age so badly wrong like this become an insult or actually become a compliment? I don't really know. Like, what is the cutoff between, you know, welcoming someone that thinks you're much younger than you really are or being annoyed because they think you're so much younger than you really are, if that makes sense? In this situation, how old were you? Were you 30-something? 30, what, 8? You're 38. and he said that you look like you're in school. Now, I reckon that's a bad thing, because that is like a 20-year minimum age difference. But say it was 10 years or maybe 15 years, is that slightly better for women who you know, are thinking to themselves, oh, I'm getting bad wrinkles, I need to do something about it. But then someone saying that you look like you could be in school, I don't really know. I'm not a woman, so I don't know these things. I wish I was a woman, because then I'd have the answers for you. If you want answers, go and ask a woman. That's all I'm going to say. Now moving on to our final story. A lecturer on birth control and parenthood has screeched at me in a small supermarket on a Sunday afternoon. To set the scene a bit, I didn't look my age for most of my life. Neither did my parents, which caused a lot of grief for me in junior and high school. At 15, I could easily get into a bar and order alcohol, but at 30, I was still getting carded for cigarettes and accused of having a fake ID. At the time of this event, I was 36 and visiting my family on Kodiak Island, Alaska. I had long, bright blue hair, very unusual for the island, and a lot of visible tattoos. Once, long ago, in the before times, I was in line at a supermarket on a Sunday afternoon. The line was fairly long and slow moving, but it was the only non-15 items or under register open, so no choice but to shuffle forward a foot, wait, shuffle, etc. While waiting, I took a phone call from a friend of mine that was considering a tubal ligation, not sure what that is. She had called me to talk over the short-term slash long-term pros and cons with her, as I was the only person she knew who had had that procedure done. I explained that in that state, Wisconsin in the US, they generally wouldn't do a TL unless you were 30 plus, and even then I'd had to fight to get the procedure, including going before a panel of male doctors and laying out my case as to why I should be allowed to permanently end my reproductive abilities. Okay, that's what it is. I was being quiet and respectful of the people around me, explaining things in clinical and or subdued terms. She just had a baby, but the pregnancy was so rough that she and the child had nearly died a few times. My friend was 28, so was worried that even with a medically sound reason for a TL, she'd be denied due to age. I ended the call when I was two people away from being at the register. This was before cheap Bluetooth headsets, and I hate trying to unload a grocery cart while juggling a phone. A few seconds after I say goodbye and hang up, I feel a sharp tap on my shoulder. I turn around to find a woman who looked to be in her mid to late 40s glaring at me. I, puzzled at what I could have possibly done to anger her, so I politely ask, "Yes, can I help you?" This was apparently all the woman needed to explode. She starts loudly lecturing me on how I'm unqualified to be giving anyone advice on parenthood or lack thereof, and how dare I be counseling someone to permanently destroy their ability to experience the unique, beautiful, blessed, and God-mandated duty of motherhood. I was obviously too young to know anything about anything, especially the privilege and hot dog level awesomeness of carrying a baby to term, holding your newborn in your arms for the first time, etc. She demanded that I call my friend back immediately and tell her that everything I said was wrong, and that I was an agent of darkness for even suggesting she do something so evil as permanently sterilizing herself. I was then to give the phone to the angry woman so she, as a righteous, God-fearing Christian mother, could explain to my friend the joys of being a parent, and that one shouldn't seek to meddle with God's plan of fertility until God decided to take it from you with menopause. Wow, all in one take, are you impressed? The angry woman screeched on for a good 3 minutes, while I stood there stunned, unable to engage my brain long enough to respond. She called me a godless heathen. Well, yes, and a soldier in the devil's army, insulted my blue hair, my tattoos, my clothing, my education, and my parentage. She also sneered that someday, oh yes, someday, I would be older and wiser, and would greatly lament the horrible choices I have made in denying God's plan for my life by never becoming a parent. That children like me should obviously not be allowed to make such life-altering decisions before the age of 25, and I better pray that I'd eventually find a man that would accept me and guide me back onto the path of righteousness in spite of my self-inflicted barrenness. That she would pray that God wouldn't condemn me to a child-free life and would reverse the damage I'd wrought upon my womb. This, thank the gods, is the moment when my, at the time, 17-year-old son and 11-year-old daughter chose to wander back up to me, arms full of ice cream, cookies, candy, and frozen pizza. They interrupted the angry woman by cutting in front of her and saying, "Mum, can we get this for watching movies tonight? Please?"
I looked over the hall, vetoed half of the cookies, candy, ice cream, and the pizzas, and sent them to put the denied items back. I turned back to the angry woman, who was now spluttering incoherently, and said, "I'm sorry, you were saying something about I'd know better when I became a parent?" My kids came back as I was finishing up unloading the cart, and the angry woman grabbed my son by the arm and demanded, "How old are you? Who is she?" My son gave her a, "Okay, crazy lady," look, and replied, "I'm 17, and she's the woman that birthed me? Why?" The angry lady gave up at that point, and as I left, the cashier and a manager were lecturing her about causing another scene and harassing customers. Wow, another scene. When I explained to the kids what happened, they thought it was hysterical and proceeded to tease me about it for days. And my son still introduces me as the woman that birthed him to this day. Alright, so maybe if you're getting shouted at in public by random angry women, then it's probably less of a good thing to look younger than you really are. But I suppose this is probably just a one-off and it doesn't normally happen to you, OP. Again, is it not a compliment? You know, you're a mum with two kids and someone is saying that you look way younger? As a woman, I don't know, but I reckon that's a compliment. Because you obviously want to look younger than you really are, surely. Unless I'm wrong about that. When you reach a certain age and you're a mother and you're thinking, you know, like OP in the story before, that I'm getting on the old side. If someone's having a go at you for being too young to give advice about being a parent, you're doing something right, that's for sure. I want to know what your skincare routine is. I want to know what your diet is. And I want to know what you do every day to keep so healthy and looking so young. As for this woman, by the way, angry woman, yeah, just don't stick your nose in to anyone's business. Like, they're having a private conversation on the phone. Yes, you're in the line, but you don't have to, like, wade in and give your terrible advice, do you? And also, what does it matter to you if someone's giving someone else bad advice? It's got nothing to do with you. Just make sure that you give good advice to the people that you know in your life and leave other people alone. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of r/olderthanyouthinkiam. I really hope you guys enjoyed it and enjoyed my terrible commentary as well, because it was very bad, this video particularly. I don't really know why, but it just was. If you want more from me right away and some awful commentary as well, that's the playlist for you. And if you want to subscribe to my channel, I don't know why you would, but yeah, it's up here. And if you want to wear some lovely merch this Christmas, then make sure to let your parents know about this lovely shop down here, which is mine. So go and click it, get them to buy some stuff, and have a great holiday, guys. Have a great one.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.